Portrait of Fernand Olivier by Kees van Dongen. Van Dongen was a keen draftsman from a very young age. He trained at the Academy of Arts and Sciences in his native city of Rotterdam from 1892 to 1897 and moved to Paris from 1899, where he lived in squalid conditions in Montmartre, making a living as an illustrator for satirical magazines. His paintings of Parisian low life, fairground roustabouts at the Cirque Medrano, prostitutes on Boulevard de Clichy, nocturnal scenes in the music halls, earned him a growing reputation. In 1904, he enjoyed a series of notable successes, including exhibitions of his work at the Salon des Indépendants, where he was sponsored by Signac and Luce, and the Salon d'Automne, together with his first solo exhibition at the gallery of the art dealer Ambroise Vollard. The following year, two of his paintings featured in the so-called Cage des Fauves, the Cage of Wild Beasts, at the Salon d'Automne. He embraced pointillism for a time, but his later paintings featured broad brushstrokes, thick impasto, and a vivid colour palette. In 1906, Van Dongen settled with his wife and child in a vacant studio in a ramshackle wooden building in Montmartre, known as the Bateau Lavoir. His neighbour was none other than Pablo Picasso. He lived there with his model and mistress, Émilie Lange, better known as Fernand Olivier. Fernand had fled a brutal marriage and found refuge in Paris's bohemian artistic circles. She lived with Picasso under an assumed name from 1904 to 1911. Her lively features recur in numerous works of the period at the height of Picasso's experiments with cubism. She was Van Dongen's principal model from 1905 to 1907 and appears in a group portrait by Marie Laurencin alongside Picasso and Apollinaire. Van Dongen's portraits of Fernand Olivier testify to the rapid evolution of his work during this pivotal period, in the context of the avant-garde movements of the day. The first half-length portrait of 1905 shows a simplified treatment of the face, while the present picture is modelled in dilute impasto and transparent glazes, combining vivid colours and a tightly circumscribed frame. The formal unity of this picture distinguishes it from Matisse's celebrated Fauvist portrait of his wife Amélie, in which a vivid shade of green is used for the shadow defining the side of her nose and the arch of her brow. Van Dongen's picture shows a highly personal style, somewhat removed from his powerful elders. He watched Picasso's Demoiselle d'Avignon take shape at the Bateau Lavoir in 1907, but eschewed the path of cubism himself in favour of expressionism, as exemplified in the works of Central European painters of the day. In 1908, he was invited to exhibit with the German group Die Brücke at the Berlin Secession, and with the Russian group, known as the Golden Fleece, in Moscow.